Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow and that means nothing from last summer will fit and we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming and trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, welcome to this week's little Wind Down episode. Kristen, first of all, what is going on in Nashville right now? Because everyone's texting me going, are you going to make your flight home? And I'm like, well, now I'm stressing out. I didn't think I was going to like be missing a flight, but what is going on?
Okay. So I actually was hoping that you, no one was telling you anything because I felt like this would stress you out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're having some sort of like really severe weather, but it's crazy because in Moscow right now it's 35 degrees. In Detroit, it's like 32 degrees. And here in Nashville, it's -1.
I'm sorry. What?
I don't know what's happening, but we got a tiny bit of snow, just a dusting, and that's it. So we have nothing to report other than it's just really, really cold.
Sarah Bryce called me, obviously, and she was just like, you're going to be stuck in London forever.
Why would she do that?
And so and then my dad's like, you know, the airports are shutting down. So I've just been a little, I'm not going to lie, I've had a little anxiety today just because I'm like, and Sarah's like, wait, when do you come home? And I go, I come home on Christmas Eve. And she says, you're cutting it that close. And I'm like, well, I don't get my kids until noon on Christmas Day. So I figured I would be fine.
You're going to be fine. I promise you're going to be fine. We don't have any snow and we have sunshine. You can see the sunshine.
Is this the coldest Nashville's ever been?
I mean, it's the coldest it's ever been since I've been here. I was just texting a girlfriend of mine in Michigan today and I'm like, there's no way. I mean, I would remember us going negative. We've never been negative.
Yeah. I don't remember that either. That's crazy. Okay. Well, are you ready for Christmas? Like, how are you doing?
I really am trying to pretend like I want to participate in the small talk, but I'm like, yeah. Okay. So tell me, okay. So we're not in this. Let me lead this podcast for 2 seconds. So Anna and I are not in the same location today, not because of weather, but because of Carmen San Diego. And where in the world is San Diego today? She is live from London.
I am live from a place that's like a few hours away from London.
Okay.
And I no joke feel like I have been living the holiday. I mean, I swear to you, it feels that it's so funny too, because I had mentioned that on when I was flying here, everyone's like, I hope you find your Jude Law.
So have we found the Jude Law?
I'm not answering that question.
Okay. Well, I hope that they use the video from this footage because that the smile on your face says otherwise, and that's fine.
Listen, it's been, you know, what's so interesting is I called you the first day that I was here. And you said something to me that it's honestly, every time I've thought of it, it's made me emotional to think about it. And I'm going to butcher what you said, but it was so short and sweet and simple, but it was like travel far enough away to find, what did you say? Like travel far enough away to find yourself.
Yeah. It's not, I did not make this quote up, but it's like literally one of my favorite quotes. Both my kids have it on a travel map and it says travel far enough, you meet yourself.
Hmm.
And it's like literally one of my favorite quotes ever, because I remember some of my darkest times, like divorce. I had a job where I traveled a lot. And I remember the tears from Corpus Christi is what I called that little segment of my life. But I literally just, you're so alone when you travel sometimes. You're never alone, but then you're so alone. Like you can be on a plane with 1,000 people and still just feel like really lonely if you're in your own, you know, head. So I was like, let's just use the opportunity of travel for you to at least just find more parts about Jana.
Yeah. And I think that's what's been the most, just like you said, like when I was traveling this past summer, I have, and you know me, you've known me since I was, you know, how many, gosh, how many, 7, 8 years now? 8 years?
8 years at least. Cause we were pregnant. It was before we were pregnant with the girls.
Yeah. I don't do alone. And the last, you know, I think divorcing, like I was forced to be alone. And I don't think I really got comfortable being alone until earlier this year. And I think it's been the greatest gift that I've gotten this year, was because, I mean, even just when I was running on these like country roads out here, you know, again, Sarah called me and she's like, aren't you scared? Like, you're just like in the middle of nowhere on these country roads. And I go, you know what, Sarah? I said, about a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, even when I was happily married, I would have been scared running alone out here. And I go, I have never felt more safe and just like peaceful. Like I could have ran a marathon on those little country roads. Because I almost like my body just didn't even want to stop. It just felt very just like, I don't know. There's something about just truly just being alone in the open and in a new place and just exploring. And like you said, and you said that quote, just like finding myself through it. It's been such a beautiful thing that I think that's been the journey of like shifting. You know, obviously I came out here to see someone, right? But to have a lot of time also to myself has been just really affirming to me that it's so filling for my soul.
I also think there's something too when you said not being afraid. First of all, I think it's fair to say we need to stop answering the phone for Sarah Bryce, because I just don't feel like, and I love her so much, but she is just not helping the anxiety.
Yeah, the best thing too is like we're going on a girls trip in January. Sorry, you couldn't do it. I already asked you. You said you couldn't go, but
I love it. Publicly. I like that we cleared that up publicly.
We had to clear it publicly. I did not invite you. And I actually invited all of Queendom. And so, you know, Sarah is coming with me and she's like, if you think that I'm going to be running in Tijuana by myself, I go, Sarah, we're going to the Bahamas. Like, first of all, like, no, we're going to stay on campus, you know, like,
no. Oh, we're going to stop respectfully. We're going to stop Bryce. If you're listening to this, we're going to stop answering the phone for Sarah Bryce. Who I'm now affectionately changing in my phone. Her contact information now says Chicken Little. So we're going to be done with that. There's something to what you're saying. And I know that you and I both really deal with anxiety a lot. Mm-hmm. And I've read so much about how anxiety is sometimes just the getting ahead of yourself in your own brain. And yeah. I think when we feel like, listen, there's something to your own intuition and feeling safe. Like, you and I both grew up in Michigan. Like, I'm not going to walk probably downtown Detroit at 2 a.m. by myself. Because the feeling I get is actually like intuition and a little bit legit. But like in so many instances, I think the unsafety that we feel is not unsafety. It's just anxiety. And that's just from us not living presently in our own bodies. So when you're out running and you're like, well, first of all, running is just so wildly, it just puts me so in tune. It's like my heart rate, my anxiety, my thoughts, my feet, everything matches for the first time. But I feel like when you're doing that and you're so present in yourself, that's when you can feel safe because you're in alignment for the first time in a while. And that's been this year for you in general, I feel like.
Yeah, it's been really great. And it's also something too. I remember when I was flying here, because this is the first time flying somewhere by myself with, you know, a long distance, never this far ever.
This is far. I mean, that's an 8-hour, 9-hour flight, right?
Yeah, it's 8 there and 9 back. And so I did, like, I had some anxiety, a little tight chest. You know, Amy texted me. She's like, this is just another kind of thing that, like, you're going to prove to yourself that you can do it. And it's like, I know, Amy, but I'm not on medicine anymore. I'm like, what if, like, that was blah, blah, blah. And so I just kind of started to go down a little bit of rabbit hole. And then I was on the plane and I was like, okay, I did what you did. Like, I got the eye mask and everyone was like, how did you deal with an anxiety-free flight? And honestly, the one thing that I did was, so I cocoon, like you said, but what I realized was, and you know, I always say, like, I'm not alone. There's God. Yes. Having said all of that, one of the things that really helped my anxiety this trip was I talked to people. Literally the guy next to me, I was like, hi, how are you? Like, my name's Jana. It's nice to meet you. And instantly I was like, I'm not alone. I've got Gary next to me. And like, Gary's cool. And then on the train and on the little car ride to baggage claim, you know, I met this beautiful family from Wales and like had a conversation with them. And I just started talking to people and I'm like, I'm not alone. Like, cause in my mind, I'm like, well, what if something happens and I'm alone and no one's here and I have anxiety? Like, it's like, no, I'm not. Like, I just met this beautiful family and this couple over here. And even in the moments where I'm alone, I'm like, I'm okay. And so I think just like reassuring myself, you know?
Yeah. I feel like this, and listen, I'm not like going to go crazy on this, but like social media, the news, like all these people have created this, and I'm not saying they're completely wrong, but I feel like we have created this anxiety ridden society where we're like, we assume everyone is like, it's like assuming everyone's guilty until proven innocent. Like, everyone is an axe murderer until they're not. And it's like, they don't have to. Like, there's really a lot of wonderful people out there. Like, there's a lot of Janas of the world. All we have to do is just kind of like say hi, or like you learn someone's story. I kind of like use those little instances in my own brain as like, I had to do this during CMA week because I sometimes feel lonely in CMA week, which is ironic because I'm surrounded by people. But it's a lot of like fakeness in our industry, and it's a lot of insincerity sometimes. And so I use these, like, I frame things in my head like a scavenger hunt to like find the reason I'm put into places or situations. So like, I was looking for lighthouses this year. That was my thing. I was like, I'm gonna hug a few lighthouses. I'll find them. But like, I feel like in travel like that, or just anything, there's a reason you're put where you're put. Mm-hmm. And somebody needed your smile, or somebody needed your sentence, or somebody needed you to, like, you know, pass an extra sugar or whatever. And I feel like we just sometimes forget that humanity is connected a little bit more tight knit than we think we are. And we're so afraid of everybody now that we're, I mean, listen, don't give out your number, Kramer, because I know you, that person you met, Gary's probably coming to Easter with us, and that's fine. I know. I feel like sometimes it just doesn't have to be like, it's just so good to remember, like, we were all made and created to connect to each other. We're made to like lean into each other and to learn from each other. And we get in our own little like isolation bubbles, and that's not good for anxiety people. And people do want to, like, they do want a smiley face like you. I want, you know, like, everybody wants, I want to be Gary. Come home.
They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy. Like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. So tomorrow I travel, start my travel home, right? So it's, I've got about a two and a half hour drive to the Heathrow airport.
Kind of close. I'm just kidding. Totally kidding.
So I'm gonna, you know, start the journey. And then when I get to the airport, you know, I'm starting to, okay, it's going to be a long flight. But again, it's the, just remembering, I think like just knowing, speaking into anxiety sometimes really helps. And then also, you know, for me, yeah, my tip is help, like talking to somebody else. And then just really, I mean, I'm going to get, you know, a good 9 hours to myself to binge the new Emily in Paris, or, you know, just kind of reflect on the trip or write or read. And then, you know, I'm so excited to see my babies. They're, I'm just like, so, so pumped about that. And, you know, I'm going to go home, and I started to get a little sad about Christmas Eve just because I've been so strong about it. I've been so like, oh, it's all good. I'm going to celebrate on Christmas Day. And like, that's going to be our Christmas Eve. And like, everything's all great. And like gravy and like positive, positive, positive. And then it hit me their day. I was like, this does suck. And this is going to be hard. But, you know, I let myself feel those emotions too, which I think is normal. And I think you have to like feel your feels. But overall, I've really enjoyed this trip. I have a feeling I'm going to come back at some point. And
is there anything else you want to tell us about the trip, Kramer? Is there?
I think you said something, and I know that, you know, people are coming on for a little bit of tea, but I think what you said the last podcast was protect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell you to protect. I contradict myself, and I'm like, so.
I know. Cause you're like, tell me. And I'm like, wait, no, Kristen's going to love this. I want to, because I think it's so true that I give so much that I'm like, I don't get a lot to hold to myself.
Okay. So I want to add this. I want to like lump this in for you with Christmas Eve, because something hit me when you said you were going to be in Christmas Eve by yourself. And, you know, obviously you and I are openly Christian and we celebrate the birth of Christ on Christmas Day. And I feel like I just want you to sink into a moment of, and I won't get too godly here, but like how scared Mary was on Christmas Eve and how she knew her life was changing and how the next day there was a birth of something that changed the world. And it doesn't, obviously you're not Mary. And obviously
we all know that one.
Make any other comments about that? but there is something that is changing in your world. So I would just encourage you to sink into like the fact that you get a silent night is actually kind of redemptive and a little symbolic to me. I think it's going to be good for you to just sit in it. And maybe this Christmas just feels different because you just get to soak into what is being born out of you and what you are kind of celebrating, and obviously the king, but there's just a lot of symbolic, wonderful little things in there. That's pretty poetic to me. And in that, your new chapter of being protective of said gentleman, I just really can't get enough. I was privileged enough to FaceTime in and see that dapper gentleman earlier in the week. I want to let everybody know he is rather handsome and very polite and wonderful, as Jana just gulps water because she has nothing to comment. tuning in for something, Kramer, but you are just really like, what a wonderful way to close out your year. Like, look at your growth. And this isn't me fangirling. This is like me just like as a friend. I mean, I just think of like the depths of where you started the year and how you're even your relationships with men over the year. And now you're going to fly home. You took a huge leap, first of all, to fly to like 9 hours away to get to know someone better and give it a real chance and not live in a fantasy of what it could be, because it could be the holiday movie. But you got there like boots on the ground. Like, let's see, do I like you? Do you chew with your mouth open? Like, can I even deal with this? And now you get back and you get to, you know, decompress and process on your way home, and you get to come home to a cozy house and just really reflect on a silent night and just all the things you've done for yourself. And it's probably your last chance alone for the rest of the year. Let's be real with each other. So I'm just really proud of you, BF. This is a really fun new chapter.
Thank you.
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require.
Again, like you've always said, these trips are not about, even in the summer when I was doing whatever, I'm finding pieces of me along the way, you know, yeah. And getting whole, like more whole every second. And I truly like, I was telling my friend, Rachel the other day, it's just like, my greatest thing is the lessons in the hard times, like what I learn in missteps. And, you know, there's things that I've said wrong or done wrong. And it's like, okay, like there's lessons in all of this. And I think that's just been like the coolest thing is to like, you just keep learning, you keep growing, you keep finding out who you are and bettering yourself. And again, you know, just boundarying up real hard and what I want and not settling and just being happy because God, life is so short and I just want to have fun and I want to explore and I don't want to live just anxiety ridden. Right. Cause I feel like for the last 30 years of my life, I've always held myself back from like doing things because I was so afraid that something was going to happen or I would get anxiety or just something. And like, I'm so sick of living my life like this. And it's like, I feel like this is my first step to go, okay, like I'm not going to hold myself back from exploring my heart, exploring who I am and having fun along the way.
And I think you've gotten good and really protective too, with like who you surround yourself with. Like one thing you and I have in common is, we have a tendency to over-explain. We have a tendency to overshare. And I feel like we've,
yep.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we have done a really good job this year, but one of the things I think is most important about what you've done this year is you've really kind of cut out the noise in friendships too. Like not everybody needs an opinion on everything you've done.
Queendom has been quiet, but not because of Queendom has been quiet of other of things not involving my love life. It's been other things. It used to just all be like that because I would want opinions. It's like now it's not even about, I don't let Queendom in as much to that.
Yeah. And I think that's good. Like we're here to all laugh about stuff and make good jokes. Yeah. And like, but ultimately in life, like I hope people listening to this is one thing I hope people take for their new year is really surround yourself with people that just do not have judgment of what you're up to, can fully support you, can call you out sometimes and be like, hey, I don't really like love this for you, or this makes me nervous. But I think that and mostly I say this just because whenever I'm on the podcast and you and people, when we talk about queendom, people are like, oh, I wish I had a queendom. And I'm like, but you will, you just have to really start to get picky. Like it matters to not have, it matters with who you, don't be so desperate to have a friend that you just pick anybody. It's the same thing in love. Like have the people that can really just walk it out with you. I mean, this life is so tiny and it is so quick. And I just was talking to Kelly Rizzo actually yesterday, mm-hmm. Bob Saget's wife, because she's coming up on, I've been thinking of her a lot. She's coming up on her first like 365 without Bob. So I just reached out and was like, you know, I love you. And I've just been thinking of you. And it's like, think about where her life was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
A year ago, she was celebrating Christmas/Hanukkah with Bob. And this year she's in Chicago and she's tucked in and I'm saying all this because she's posting about it too. So I'm not like sharing her business, but like things change so quickly that we have to just like really love who we're with. Like friendships, relationships, like fly to London, meet yourself, meet strangers. Like, let's like really start to like live this life a little bit. You and I get so trapped in our anxiety and our what ifs. And like, I mean, there's a lot of things that aren't going to make sense. And then there's just a lot of things that like, we'll figure out the lesson 10 years from now, or maybe never.
I love that. And I think that's a great thing for the listeners too. You know, if there's one thing that you've been wanting to do that's held you back, whether it's take a trip or reconnect with someone or just whatever it is that's held you back, write it down and make that be maybe your one of your goals for this year. That's what I would say. Like the winter solstice, the darkest day of the year, is actually my favorite day of the year because knowing that like encouraging, like things are going to get lighter each day. I just love that whole sentiment, the whole feeling behind it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Well, what if we adopted that knowing in our own hearts about every part of life? Like we know scientifically things are going to get lighter.
Sure.
So we take a deep breath and we can rest in it. Like what if we really take the time to just go like, I know things are going to get lighter and just like know it. The point where you're manifesting it, you're praying it boldly, like all of those things. London, that trip to London, it's crazy to me that we did a trip to London in the same year because the London trip so many wonderful things for me, for my marriage, for myself. But the biggest thing it was for me was that I had, over this last year, and I hope I don't get emotional, but I lost 5 people in 11 months. And definitely going to cry. I almost made it to the end of the year, Kramer.
Honey, it's real, you know?
But I had gotten so anxious about loss and so like, it's not like me to not live, but I just got so like scared to do anything. Like it, instead of being like, oh, well, what if I could, you know, all the what ifs, the good what ifs, I had all the bad what ifs. And that London trip was like, I remember we went to Paris for one night. So romantic, right? Like, who am I? This little girl from Michigan. And my husband's like, we're doing Paris for a night. And I'm like, what is happening? But I remember turning the corner. I've never seen the Eiffel Tower in real life. I have dreamt of her my entire life. Mm. And when I turned the corner, and I like, it is a picture. It will flash before my last breath. I already know because it matters so much to me. I turned the corner and I kept my head down because I didn't want to get any sneak peeks of her until I was right up on her. Like I had to be face to face with her before I could really like absorb her. So I was like in the car, not really looking around. I was afraid I'd sneak a glimpse of her, you know? And I turned the corner and I saw the Eiffel Tower for the first time. And I just thought to myself, how could you ever be so scared you miss this feeling?
Hmm.
And I never want to be so scared that I miss feeling like I felt.
Mm-hmm.
It's so simple. And that could be anything. That could be for some people, it's, you know, going to Target. Like there's real anxiety around our world right now for like the seen and the unseen, you know, but I feel so hopeful that if we can push ourselves to just like know and sort what is true and what is being like kind of manufactured fear for ourselves, like we can really go and meet ourselves and really take a deep breath, really like remember why we're supposed to be breathing, like go do the things you want to do, because I never want to be so scared I miss something like that ever again.
Yeah. Mm, I love that. I'm taking that to heart for sure. And that's a good, again, the people write it down, write something that you've been wanting to do. Don't miss the beauty in it.
No, I'm just so proud of you for doing this. Like, I'm like, that's right. Take the run. Don't be scared. Don't answer the phone for Sarah Brice. Keep drinking water. Your flight's going to be like, I know for sure God moves pieces. I've seen him do it in my life so many times that it doesn't even make sense. So when I think about those as facts, like it's going to get lighter as a fact, it just all feels a little easier, you know?
For sure. Well, KB, I love you so much. And to everyone listening right now, we are going to take a little bit of a break and we will be back on January 9th. So have the best Christmas and we'll have an amazing new year. We'll see you next year to just give you all that we can.
It's a big year next year, Kramer.
It's a big year. It's 40. It's fun. It's fabulous. It's going to be the best highs and lows ever.
We're taking wine down on the road more next year.
Woo-hoo! I'm so excited.
We're adding someone to the panel and wine down next year. Can I say that?
Sure.
Okay. That's all I'll say.
I love that.
Okay. It's a sneak.
Sneak peek. Also, possibly another show. Woo. We'll see.
We are busy. I love
busy.
You.
All right. I love you so much.
Travel safe, cocoon up, tell Gary we love him.
Gary, my little British Airways friend that I met, so sweet. And then Gary, he's like, I don't think he was very talkative and that's fine, but you know, you can just like press the little thing and it's like, goodbye.
Don't take it personal.
I know. I was like, oh, does he not like you?
No.
All right. I love you, babe. I'll see you. Merry Christmas, friend.
Merry Christmas. I love you. Come home.
I love you.
Come home.
Bye.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EGCGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoan.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.